This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the podcast from JNS Pediatrics for August 3rd, 2012. I'm Natalie Pynchon. I will be reading a summary of an article on trauma published today. Optimal timing of autologous cranioplasty after decompressive craniectomy in children. A clinical article by Mark Piedra and colleagues. Decompressive craniectomy for severe refractory intracranial hypertension may be life-saving. Selection of patients for this procedure, however, is controversial. For those patients who make good recoveries, there is also a high rate of attendant complications, including cerebrospinal fluid leak, infection, post-traumatic hydrocephalus, and bone resorption after reconstructive cranioplasty. The authors studied a group of 61 consecutive patients in a single academic children's hospital with Level 1 Trauma Center designation. Each patient studied had undergone decompressive craniectomy for severe traumatic brain injury, followed by a reconstructive cranioplasty using the original autologous bone flap. In children less than 18 years of age, early bone flap replacement, less than 6 weeks after the decompressive procedure, was associated with one-third the incidence of bone flap resorption than cranioplasty performed 6 weeks or more after decompression. Using early bone flap replacement, there was no alteration in the rate of any other complication, and there was no incidence of neurological deterioration. The authors concluded that early bone flap replacement after decompressive craniectomy for trauma in children may be safe and may eliminate up to two-thirds of cases of bone flap resorption, which is a major reconstructive problem in these patients. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Thank you.